Here we go.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we're live courtside down at Holton, Kansas. It's the Holton Wildcats of Class 3A taking host of the Nemaha Central, the Thunder of Class 2A. Again, a Holton Wildcats matchup taking host of the Nemaha Central Thunder. A battle of the Big East here just a week until tournament start down at the Thunder Classic. Here we're down here live on a Friday, 92.1 KMZ. Also here, viewable on the Holton channel, Justin Fluke, John Holliday, and Crinden Prophet all here with you. Kirk Kilman back in studio helping us get this one going, and we'll be going about 10 minutes and 30 seconds. So starters are announced and tip-off down here at the Holton court side. Again, we'll have our girls matchup first, and the follow will be our boys matchup, looking at both of these games and both these matchups that are coming up here in tonight's action. We'll have our girls game first. Holton Wildcat girls are 1-9 this season, 1-4 in the Big East. So are the boys. They're also 1-9 this season and 1-4 in the Big East. Both these teams just picked up their first wins of the season not very long ago. The Holton Wildcats, they picked up their first win of the season against Riley County, 57-53. The Holton Wildcat girls will pick up their win this week against the Sabetha Blue Jays, 45-36. So both of these teams looking to continue the 2026 resolution, so keep finding those wins and chugging along here in this new year. For the Nemaha Central boys and girls, they're off to a pretty solid start. The girls here this season, they start off on a rocky 1-2, beat Royal Valley, then lost back-to-back games against Centralia and Hanover. Teams out of the Twin Valley League were able to bounce back against the Holton Wildcats from the girls' side, 56-28, and then fell to another Twin Valley League team, a ranked team number 10 in Class 2A, the Valley Heights Mustangs, 41-26. After that, though, the Nemaha Central girls team has went 6-0 in last six games, 4-0 in Big East play as well. Nemaha Central boys 6-5 this year, not as quiet as solid off to a 13-win start as their season was last year before. In week 14, they are beaten by the Hiawatha Redhawks. But again, it's been a pretty good year for here, both the boys and the girls side for Nemaha Central boys and girls. Real quick, we'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll dive into our girls matchup for the night. Again, it's the Holton Wildcats of 3A taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 2A, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
housing lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in 92.1 KMZ as well as the Holton Channel. This matchup is viewable on. And we got the Holton Wildcats of Class 3A taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 2A. A matchup down here in the Big East in Holton, Kansas. We got about 5 minutes until tip-off of our girls matchup between Holton and Nemaha Central. Looking here over the starters before our matchup for Nemaha Central, the road team in this game here for the Nemaha Central Thunder, Emma Hermish, a 5'8 junior guard, Bailey Snyder, a 5'8 sophomore post, Meg Honeyman, Coraline Nordis, a 5'9 senior post, and Jade Mackey, a 5'6 senior guard. Nemaha Central Thunder are head coached by Haddon Hilchin, who's in his 16th season of his career and has over 270 career wins. Holton Wildcats are head coached by Leslie Eleanor, who's in her first season. And here, this home team starters for tonight: Olivia Donnie, the 5'8 junior guard; Stephanie Crawford, the 5'5 sophomore guard; Lily Tanking, the 5'8 senior guard; Hannah Watkins, a 5'3 junior guard; and Becca Lassie, a 6'1 junior forward. Well, both these teams have already matched up earlier on in the season. Nemaha Central took that game, a victory, 56-28. John Holliday, you were there at that game. You were also at the recent game this week for the Holton Wildcats when they took the victory, their first victory this season against the Spezza Blue Jays, 45-36. What do the Holton Wildcats have to do tonight to get this victory in rematch here against the Nemaha Central Thunder?
Well, they're going to have to keep improving as they go through the year, and this is a tough matchup. I mean, Nemaha's kind of guard heavy. They like to get up and down the floor, which really doesn't fit Holton's style of play. Nemaha likes to play a lot of man-to-man. Sabetha sat back in the zone most of the time on Tuesday night. But the thing this Holton team did was they got a lot of production from a lot of kids Tuesday night. They hadn't been doing that, but they had six kids score. And then, you know, after never being in a game with a chance to win, going down the stretch, they were perfect the last 2 minutes of the ball game. It's 34-34, and all of a sudden they scored the next 7 points. It made it look pretty easy. And did everything just perfect. Hit free throws, found the teammates that were open, hit the open shot, and then played some great defense. So, the Nemohs, they're kind of coming back. They lost a player to NCL. They got a sick kid tonight as well. So, it's also Nemaha Central. It's been good forever. I used to do battle with Coach Hilton. Excuse me. Way back when. And it was always fun to play against the Thunder.
And you mentioned a big word there, production, at least a big word for me. And Nemaha Central, they lost 75% of their rebounding and scoring from last year's graduating team. And you look at the Holton Wildcats, they lost 88% of their total stat production from last year's team, losing 4 senior players and 5 seniors that were lost from Nemaha Central. So, again, you mentioned it, both these teams lost a lot of great scorers from last year. They bring a lot of great players back this year, and here they battle out for the second time this year, here in 2025 to 2026 season. We'll step aside for our final 2-minute break. We'll come back and we'll have action down here at the court side of Holton, Kansas. It's the Holton Wildcats taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back down here live at Holton, Kansas, in the Holton High School, where it's the Holton Wildcats of Class 3A taking host of the Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 2A. Our girls matchup and also a Big East matchup, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. This matchup also viewable live here on the Holton Channel, right here with Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Grant Robert, and Kirk Tillman. Back in the studio, one more time through our starters for the Nemaha Central Thunder, our away team, Emma Hermish, Bailey Snyder, Meg Honeyman, Coraline Nordis, and Jade Mackey. Nemaha Central's head coach by Adam Hilton in his 16th season. Holton Wildcats here, Olivia Doney, Stephanie Crawford, Lily Sanking, Hannah Watkins, and Becca Lassie. The Holton Wildcats are head coach by Leslie Eleanor, who's in her first season at head coach. Well, here from Nemaha Central, we've got a couple players out. Macy Holthouse out here with a knee injury. And also Kennedy McKee, a 5'5" senior. She is sick, will not be able to play tonight. Holiday, we're going to be some keys to this matchup for both teams.
Well, Lily Tanking started off like a house of fire. I mean, she had, I think, 5 threes the other night. Nemaha's going to have to make sure they recognize her, because if she gets going, she can fill it up in a hurry. Becca Lashley's been, I think, the key for Holton all year. She's got to get the paint touches. She's got to hit some buckets. She does have a size advantage tonight. So if she can work on that, that's going to give them a chance. Nemaha wants this to be an up-tempo game. They're going to pressure. They're going to get out on the floor and guard and try to disrupt the Holton's offense, which they did a pretty good job of at Nemaha Central, in December. So, it's two styles of play that whoever establishes their rhythm, their pace, they're going to have the ability to have a chance to win the ball game tonight.
Nemaha Central Thunder led by Emma Hermish in scoring this season. 138 points scored this season, averaging 12.5 points per game, 3.9 rebounds a game for the Holton Wildcats. As you mentioned, Lily Thanking, she's been the high scorer this season. 106 points this year scored, averaging 10.6 points per game. The only player who averages double digits here for the Holton Wildcats is Emma Hermish, is the only one who averages double digits for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Now here we're getting ready for four quarters of play, 32 minutes all together here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our game of the week here on a Friday, a 92.1 KMZA. It's the Holton Wildcats taking on Nemaha Central, the Thunder, and it's Holton who will start off on the positive side, winning this tip-off. Here it is, Doney. Doney has with the Wildcats offense, tries to get the last lead, and nearly an early turnover for the Holton offense, but they keep it alive. Shot clock here, effective at the Holton plays, and here, shot off the three, miss, and Holton trying to run their offense. It's going to be a steal, taken away by Meg Honeyman. First turnover of the game for the Holton Wildcats. Meanwhile, Central works this one down the floor. Stop the perimeter, inside sweep out to Snyder. Snyder trying to hook it from the right side, couldn't get it down, but Lassie makes the rebound. Her 26th rebound of the season. She averages the team high 8.5 rebounds a game. Here's Holton's offense nearly getting pressured with another steal. They get it down the floor from the far corner. Trying to push it out. It's another steal by Meg Honeyman. Back to back, keeping it sweet. Honeyman down the floor. Bounce passes to her teammate, to Mackey. Mackey not able to get the finish. And Lassie, another rebound. Back to back for the Holton Wildcats. So Honeyman, back to back turnovers for steals. Meanwhile, Central, Lassie, back to back defensive rebounds for the Holton Wildcats. Still a 0-0 game here in our first quarter, and a third steal here on defense for Nemaha Central. It's Bailey Snyder, three straight turnovers for Holton. Nemaha Central has it with Mackey. Mackey turning around, loses the ball. It's picked up by Watkins, going down the floor, stopping at the right wing. Watkins getting her first steal of the game. First turnover for Nemaha Central. Here's a three-pointer off the right of the iron, and it's rebounded by Coraline Nordit. Her 44th rebound this season. Mackey taking this one down the floor. Still looking for our first score of the game. A minute and 45 seconds here into this first quarter. Right now, Nemaha sets with it. Bounce pass underneath and the foul. And Coraline Nordis will head up to the line and shoot two. Coraline Nordis, 5'9", senior post. This easy, 7-17 from the free throw line. And 41%. Her first shot is up and it's good. Nemaha Central has the team in shooting 57% from the charity stripe. 88 made free throws here this season. Coraline Nordis, there's just made her eighth of the year. Here's her second one right on through and it flows well. 3-for-2 at the free throw line. That starts those shooting range. Here's the Nemaha Central. 6-6-0 in this opening quarter. And the Holton Wildcats, their fourth turnover in the first 2 minutes.
Been a concern for long ball games, but that at this rate, they're going to have more than
that behind. Not essential. They average 15 steals a game, just a slightly north over. Aaron got three steals this first quarter. Not essential. Right with the ball, Barnett, Ernest, he's a 12.5. Game drive, left side, loses the ball. It is stolen by Doney. Doney down the floor. Second turnover for Nemaha Central. And that's one is a score. Happy with the third of the quarter for Funnyman.
Wow. On the near side.
On an inbound from the Wildcats bench. Foul was against Olivia Doney. That's her first.
Oh my goodness.
And it's going to be a timeout. Back on timeout by Wildcats. We'll check the timeout as well. 5-1 left to go in the opening quarter. 2-0 Nemaha Central leads.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here down the court side of Fulton High School. 5:39 left to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Nemaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats. As here Nemaha Central gets it inbounds to Mackey. Mackey with it on the right wing, inside, underneath, and this one is taken away by Lassie. Lassie gets the third steal here of this quarter for the Holton Wildcats. Holton Wildcats here pushing this one down the floor. It's the Watkins. Watkins inside to Lassie. Lassie out to her left to Crawford. Crawford pushes back outside the arc. Now work back up to Lassie at the top of the high key. Now right to Crawford. It's missed short of the basket, and it's picked up. They're going to get a foul underneath. Called against the Holton Wildcats. It'll be on Hannah Watkins, the 5'3" junior. That is her first foul of the quarter. Nemaha Central works left to right of the dial as they'll toss it in. No pressure here. 5:06 left to go here in the first quarter. 2-0. Emaw Central leads over the Holton Wildcats. So low scoring game here. 3 minutes into this opening quarter.
Up top, be ready, back. Be ready, back.
Up top. Emaw Central working with it around the perimeter. Now up left. 3-point shot by Leager. It's missed off the iron. And out of bounds it goes. It'll go to the Holton Wildcats. Turnover for Nemaha Central. Here's the take by the Holton Wildcats. Up the floor. It's tanking. They're trying to handle this Nemaha Central pressure. Holton, they're trying not to turn it over. It's going to be a half-court violation, and this will be another turnover for the Holton Wildcats in this first quarter. Already 6 turnovers in quarter one for Holton. 4:32 left to go in this first. Nemaha Central up 2-0. Nemaha Central inbounding it from the far sideline. They put it in. Now it's to Mackey. Mackey at the top of the perimeter. She drives right side, gets it out to her teammate Hermish. Hermish passes underneath. This ball is loose and taken away by Tanking for her first steal of the match. And now high-pressure defense again applied by the Nemaha Central Thunder. Wildcats trying to get it past half court. They are going to not be able to do it. That's another turnover. This is a high-pressure defense from Nemaha Central already. 7 turnovers in this quarter for the Holton Wildcats. Nemaha Central already with 4 steals. They average 15 steals a game. 15 and a half to be precise. Nemaha Central has it. Left side wing driving in. And it's going to be a short corner shot. It's missed by Leager and rebounded by Doney. Doney down the floor working one-on-one against Honeyman. Honeyman, who already has 3 steals in this first quarter as she traps Doney. Doney's able to get it out barely. Mackey, now she takes it away, and she'll get her first steal of the matchup. 8 turnovers here in quarter one for Holton. Nemaha Central works with it. They put up to the top to Mackey. Mackey, left side to Leager. Leager on the left wing. She puts it to her right to Honeyman. Honeyman gets a screen set for her. She drives the elbow, kicks it out. Mackey now drives baseline. She's trapped at the low post, and a foul will be called. And it will be against the Holton Wildcats, Hannah Watkins. That'll be her second foul of the quarter. Team foul number 4. Only one away here for the double bonus.
It's amazing. Holton's got 8 turnovers. It's still a 2-0 game.
2-0. Nemaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats. Underneath, this ball is swatted by Holton. A block by Lassie. Lassie leads this team with now 24 blocks on this season. And they're going to get a foul on Nemaha Central right afterwards. They call it against Bailey Snyder, the 5'8 sophomore post. That's her first foul of the game, the first team foul here for Nemaha Central. Pushing this ball up the floor. Here is Holton, and this is knocked out of bounds off the near side from Hermish. Possession maintained here by Holton. They'll throw it in from the Nemaha Central bench off to the near side. 2-0, still our score. Nemaha Central up over Holton with 3 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Trying to command this offense is Doney. Doney averages 3 points a game this season, 30 points here on the year. 3-point shot is up in the left wing, and it's made by Lily Tanking. Tanks it from the left wing. And now that's our first lead change of the matchup. Nemaha Central now down by 1 to Holton, 3-2. Here's a 3 to try to respond, and that one rickets on in like a bullet in a tin can from Bailey Snyder. And Nemaha Central, they change the lead quickly. They get a turnover, and out of transition going in for 2 is Liza Leager. The turnover was by Coraline Nordis. That was her first steal of the matchup. And now here Holton trying to respond. They took the lead for just a fraction of a second. Quickly, Nemaha Central responds with 5 points, a 3, and a layup off a turnover set up by Snyder. There's another foul called against Nemaha Central. It's their second of the quarter, 2:14 to go in this quarter. First quarter, 7-3. Nemaha Central leads by 4 over Holton. From the free throw line, Lassie makes her first for the Wildcats and brings it to a 3-point game. Substitutions on the floor. Holton built the free throw line with Lassie. Lassie, who's hit 14 free throw shots on the season. Now she's hit 15 of 22 now on the year. brings it within a two-point contest, 7-5. Yamaha Central up by two over Holton with 2:08 left to go here in quarter number one. Left elbow shot, and that one is sunk from Hermit. She gets herself on the board for the first time tonight and now hits 140 points scored on this season for Yamaha Central. Yamaha Central applying this full court pressure defense. Wildcats able to break it for Holton. They have it in the far corner. Push back up to Crawford. Crawford left side. Out to Doney. Doney, she swings it right. Back to Tanking. Tanking trying to drop another three! And a dime in the penny bank! Tanking, two threes in quarter one. Here for Holton the last few minutes. This is brought within a one-point game. Yamaha Central up 9-8. Here's a rebound by Siegenhagen as she just came into the game for the Holton Wildcats. That's her 15th rebound here this season. Holton with it, working nice with the offense. Short corner shot left side from Crawford is missed. Rebound by Mackey. Mackey down the floor, down under to Hermish. Hermish able to finish in for two. Now with 4 points here in quarter number one for Emma Hermish, 11-8. Yamaha Central up by three over Holton with 55 seconds left to go in quarter one. But here's another steal. This one by Snyder, and she's going to take the shot off the glass. That's her fifth point of the quarter, 13-8. Yamaha Central now with their largest lead tied up by five, 13-8. And here's another turnover by the Holton Wildcats. Holton, 10 turnovers in quarter number one, 35 seconds remaining, 13-8. Yamaha Central leads by five over Holton. The Thunder taking back this possession. Here in our girls' matchup, a Big East battle. Yamaha Central working with it at the top of the perimeter. It's Leaguer. Leaguer swings out left to Mackey. Mackey, she'll choose to drive on the baseline, kicking it out. Here's a three-point shot attempt up by Leaguer. Too strong on the arm, and it's rebounded by Siegenhagen. Siegenhagen, her second rebound of the game. Down the floor. Here is Holton. 5 seconds on the clock. Siegenhagen off the iron. Mackey with 1 second left to go. She'll try to huck it half court. It'll be a miss, and that'll conclude quarter number one. 13-8. Yamaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats by five. We'll take a minute timeout. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZ. Also here on the Holton Channel, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We enter quarter number two, 13-8. Yamaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats. Holton, they had 10 turnovers in quarter number one, allowing 7 steals by Yamaha Central, a team that's averaging 15.5 steals a game. Already, they nearly made half that mark in just the first 8 minutes of this contest. Leaguer here trying to pop a three to begin this quarter for Yamaha Central. It's a rebound by Becca Lassie. That is her third rebound of this contest. She averages 8.5 rebounds a game. Here's a travel to near side. They'll call it against Doney. And Holton, already 11 turnovers in this first half. How are they going to kind of limit this offense or kind of improve it here?
Well, number one, they're going to get somebody in the middle floor, take pressure off the trap to come. And Nemoh could jump at this press, make or miss, and they get that trap to half court. They're going to have to do some, and we're going to get Becca Lassie with her second foul.
Mentioning there, Becca Lassie getting her second foul of the game for the 6'1 junior forward. Team foul number one here of quarter number two. Emaw Central here up to the free throw line. It's Emma Hermish. Hermish, her first shot, flows right on through. Hermish, 5 points here in the first half. She's 20 of 32 on the season now from the free throw line, shooting 61%. Emaw Central here as a team, over 90 free throws made on the year. And this second free throw shot will be missed and rebounded by Siegenhagen. She's got 3 rebounds here in this first half. She averages only a rebound a half per game. So already here defensively, she's done quite a bit of work here for the Wildcats. But here, Emaw Central getting a steal at half court and foul to go up to the line. That's Meg Honeyman. Honeyman, she's got the 4-for-4 deal. 4 steals here already in the first half.
Holding these fakes, ball fakes, got to get somebody, people up the middle floor to take away some pressure.
These passing lanes, they've been dangerous here in the first half for Holton, allowing 8 steals in the first 2 quarters. 7-11 left to go here in quarter number 2, 15-8 our score. Nemaha Central up by 7. Here's a free throw shot up and off the rim. And they're going to give another one here for Meg Honeyman.
Lane violation on Taylor Siegenhagen. Little jump the gun.
Here, first shot was in for Honeyman here to see if she can get her second one, and that is good. So the false start is costly, and that allows that second shot to go up and in for Meg Honeyman. 16-8. Emaha Central up by 8 over Holton with 7-11 left to go here in this second quarter. Here in the first half, down at Holton High School, a rematch from earlier this season where Emaha Central won 56-28. Holton trying not to turn the ball over yet again. And they're going to get another turnover against this Holton Wildcats team. That's 13 here this first half. Emaha Central throw it in from the Holton Wildcats bench here with Hermish. Hermish tosses it into Mackey. Mackey at the Wildcat logo. She drives right side, passes it off to Snyder. Snyder up to her left. Now to Leager. Leager had a 3-point shot in that first quarter. She passed underneath back to Snyder. And they're going to get a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow. Here we'll go to the Holton Wildcat. So you, at this point, you're Holton, again, handle this pressure. Get the ball down the floor. Get to an offensive set. We saw that first quarter when Holton could get to an offensive set. They were running pretty well.
Well, right now they're playing 3-on-3 against this pressure. They need to play 4-on-3. Need to bring Schuster up to the middle of the paint. Tough pass, got away with it.
Here.
And then another steal.
Nemaha Central, as you mentioned, another steal. That side, first of the game for Leager. Leager puts it to Snyder. Snyder tries to put it in the bucket. Mackey makes the offensive rebound for Nemaha Central. She gets it out quickly to her teammate in Hermish. Hermish misses it. Another second chance as Hermish gets her own rebound. And now underneath, it's going to be a foul going up to the line as Coraline Nordis, as she is fouled. Nemaha Central given back-to-back offensive rebounds.
Back-to-back-to-back. Now it was never even close on any of them.
Nordis. Now here up at the free throw line, her first shot is up and in. She is now 3-for-3 on the game. She's now at 3 made free throws on this season. 10 of 20. Now at 50%, came in the night shooting at 41%. But here she's remained on fire, 4-for-4 on the game in this first half. And here we're going to get a timeout. 6:18 left to go here in quarter number 2. 18-8, Nemaha Central leads over Holton. It's a full timeout taken here by the Holton Wildcats. We'll take the timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
6:16 left to go in quarter number two. The Nemaha Central Thunder here on our girls matchup. Lead by 10, 18-8 over the Holton Wild. To me today, they've ran some decent offensive sets. Runs are able to get into position here at the top of the perimeter. It's Doney. Doney with it, passes it inside to Schuster. Schuster gets that ball taken away. It's going to be a jump ball. Remember, for the Holton Wildcats, 14 here in the first half.
Get the ball back.
No, 5-2 left to go here in the second quarter. 18-8. Nemaha Central leads over Holton. Holton, they have not applied any pressure here on Nemaha Central. They've been taking the ball down the court with ease. Dave Mackey inside, kicks it out to Honeyman. Honeyman looks to her left, looks to Hermes. Hermes, left side, drives through the elbow, down the lane, and off the window, in the iron. Hermes, now with 7 points in the first half for Nemaha Central. Holton trying to respond, get this one down the floor. As I mentioned, it's been their biggest enemy, but they get it down with tanking. Tanking back out to Doney. Doney has it. Takes to her left now. Passes to her right to Crawford. Crawford back to Doney. Doney left side to Watkins. Here, working around the perimeter. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Crawford has it. Right wing. Puts in to Schuster. Schuster kicks it out. Three-pointer stepping into the shot is Doney. But it's going to be a miss, an air mail. That mail will sail beneath the Nemaha Central as they take over the possession. Substitution in the game here for the Holton Wildcats. Coming in here for the Holton Wildcats is Kingsley Ingles. Here, Nemaha Central with it, kicking it around the perimeter. It's Mackey. Mackey out to her left. Leager. Leager bounce passing it inside and off to the right of the basket. Here taking it away is Tanking. Tanking gets this one down the floor quickly. It's to Crawford. Crawford now to Tanking. Tanking has it. Nemaha Central right now down or up by 12. 20-8, 4:18 to go here in the second quarter. Nemaha Central up over Holton. Tanking loses this possession, and it's picked up by Honeyman. That is her fifth steal of this first half. Nemaha Central continues to be on fire on the defensive side. Trying to see the spark here on offense as Mackey drives inside. Loses that ball, but they're going to get a foul on the Holton Wildcats. That will be against Hannah Watkins. That'll be her third foul picked up of the half. And coming in here will be Segan Morgan. I believe she'll be in for Watkins. Yes, she will. So Segan Hagen comes in. She was in. She had three defensive rebounds for this Holton defense. That helped out a lot, limiting those second chance opportunities. And here's a quick one inside. Bailey Snyder goes up in for two from the inbound play. Now Snyder here in just this first half has 7 points. Holton trying to take this one down the floor. It's going to be an easy steal by Hermish. Hermish trying to finish in front of the basket, left side of it. Hermish goes in for two. Hermish now has 9 points in the first half. Still 3:38 left to go in this second quarter. 24-8. Nemaha Central leads over Holton. Segan Morgan trying to get this through. Two defenders lose the ball. It's pinballed around. Now Segan Morgan finally able to drive it through a couple of defenders. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Leager from Nemaha Central. So Holton will have this underneath their own offensive glass, right side. Timeout here is taken by Nemaha Central. It'll be a full timeout taken. 3:23 to go in the second quarter. 24-8. Nemaha Central leads over Holton. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years.
But we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back down here at Holton, Kansas. 3:23 left to go here in quarter number two. 24-8 is our score. Nemaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats. Here, Holton inbounding in underneath their own offensive glass. Right side, Stephen Morgan has it. Three-point shot from the left corner. It's missed and rebounded by Mackey. Mackey down the floor. This one, her third rebound of the game. And here she gives it a hot potato pass back to Doni. That's her second steal here for Holton. And she loses this ball underneath. They're going to say the last one to touch it, though, is Nemaha Central. So Holton will have it. Left side under the glass with 3:08 to go in quarter two. 24-8, Nemaha Central leading the way by 16 in this first half. Holton on the inbound. It's Stephen Hagen, and she goes over the top to Crawford. Crawford to Lassie. Lassie to Doni. Doni has it, trying to command this offense. Goes over the head of her intended target, and Mackey comes away with the steal. That's another turnover for the Holton Wildcats. And Nemaha Central, they'll get this one right back to Holton on a bad pass. Back up to the top of the perimeter intended for Mackey. Nemaha Central, 7 turnovers in this first half. The Holton Wildcats at 17. 2:51 to go in quarter two. 24-8. Nemaha Central leads over Holton. Holton trying to get a shoe tied. So right now, a temporary timeout. Looking to get a tied shoe.
Talking shit. They'd be scary right now. I mean, they'd be up triple digits. But Holton's got to have to, they're going to have to come out. They're going to have to make some adjustments. Crisper passes and shorten passing lanes up and, you know, something like that. Get the ball back to Lassie and get some offense moving.
Here's to Lassie in the right elbow. She drives inside. It's off the window and rebounded by Meg Honeyman. Honeyman, her first rebound of the game. 5 steals down the floor. Quick transition. Mackey gets the assist as she goes to her teammate in Hermish there for the point. Hermish already 7 points here in quarter number two in this first half. She's got 11. Holton has it on offense. Lassie at the top of the key. She goes left side to Stiegenhagen. Back up right to Doni. 2:05 to go here in this first half. 26-8. An 18-point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton. Lassie has it. Spins around inside the paint. Couldn't get it to stir the mixture. And Hermish comes up with the rebound. Down the floor. Quickly, inside pass down under. This ball is knocked away. And last one to touch it was Nemaha Central. So Holton will take over. 1:48 left to go here in the second quarter. 26-8. Still our score, Nemaha Central over Holton. Holton still trying to handle this full court pressure by Nemaha Central. They try to break it. Doni, a pass to her teammate tanking, finally breaking the press. Doni, at the top of the timeline. Here, she looks left side, bounce passes to Lassie. Lassie, back, finally trying to look for a backdoor cut inside. This ball knocked out of bounds. Touched, last by Nemaha Central.
Called a foul on Nemaha. So, ball with the baseline out of bounds. Got the lob to Becca Lassie, and foul call. She's going to go to the line, shoot two.
Lassie here in this first half. She's been up to the free throw line now twice. This is her second time. Her first time she went up, she went 2 for 2 here on the season. She's 15 of 22 at the free throw line. Let's see if she can continue the streak alive. Here's now she's 3 for 3. Lassie leads this team with rebounds. 8.5 rebounds a game. 3 rebounds here tonight already in this game. Tied with Stiegenhagen, and here she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Now 4 points in this first half for Becca Lassie. 26-10, a 16-point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton with 1:26 to go in this first half. They get a foul underneath, called on Holton. And up to the free throw line, Emma Hermish will go, her second time up.
Hermish will load. She's already at her average. Got 11 points, no line. It's first one.
Mentioned Emma Hermish at her average 12.5 points a game. Now here with 12 points in this contest in just the first half. Here in the second quarter alone, she's at 8 points. That's 4 points there in the first quarter. Here she's 2 for 3 at the free throw line. Becca Lassie here will come to the bench for the Holton Wildcats. In will come Abigail Schuster, a 5'8 freshman forward. Here at the free throw line, knocking down both shots. Emma Hermish making it look too easy. Fremont Central. Here's Holton back with it. And back in the game here is Ingles. Ingles gets this one down the court to Siegenhagen. Hagen down the corner. Looks like a long two may have been shot. It's missed. Ingles makes the offensive rebound for a second chance opportunity for Holton. Holton having to take advantage here in this position. They get it down under to Schuster. Schuster takes a drive step inside. Misses it. Second chance opportunity no good. As Emaha Central is able to take over on the possession. Here, it's Emaha Central working under Leaguer, being able to box out down under and getting her fourth point of the half. 45 seconds remain of half number one. 30-10 is our score. Emaha Central leads by 20 over the Holton Wildcats. A battle of Big East play between these two teams. And they have another foul called against Emaha Central. That'll be their third foul of the half. It'll be charged on Meg Honeyman, her first of the game. Holton, they've already fouled 5 times in this first half, so they're already in the double bonus for Emaha Central. Holton, they work with the ball to Crawford. Crawford, that ball is swatted, and it's taken away down the floor for the Thunder team is Marin Heinen, a junior at 5'5", who earned that steal her first time here in this game. And they get a foul called against Holton. And up to the free throw line is Emaha Central, Meg Honeyman. Her first shot is up, and it's in. Honeyman, 3 for 3 on the game. Emaha Central, they've only missed 1 free throw shot here in this first half. And Honeyman now keeps it at this time, 2 for 2, but 4 for 4 in this first half. 28 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 32-10. Emaha Central leads over Holton by 22 points. Holton trying for maybe a last second score before this half ends. You don't want to give up a last second turnover to get a foul called against Emaha Central. They'll call it on Bailey Snyder. That's her third foul of the game. Emaha Central, they've been pretty aggressive here these first two quarters. Already over 8 steals in this game. We'll break more stats down at the half. And down underneath, Schuster is fouled, and she'll go up and shoot 2 for the Holton Wildcats. 15 seconds to go in quarter number 2. Abigail Schuster, the freshman, here up at the free throw line. She's got 6 points here total in the season. Now she hits 7. First shot goes up. That's also her first free throw make of the year. Schuster looking to go 2 for 2 at the line. Holton, they've shot an impressive so far. 5 for 5 at the free throw line. As Lassie has the other 4 attempts there. Here's Schuster. She misses her second shot. Is 1 for 2 at the line. 2-11 our score. Emaha Central over Holton with 8 seconds left to go. This ball knocked out of bounds by Holton. Emaha Central has a chance for one more shot up before the half ends. Here to extend the lead. Emaha Central inbounding it. Underneath their own offensive glass, left side, they pass in to Leaguer. She pump fakes, drives inside, elects for a shorter 2-point shot, but making a rebound for a putback is Jade Mackey, her 4th rebound of the half, and she goes in with her first point, 12th point scored of the season. Mackey from the field is 15%. This year, but makes an easy bunny, and Mackey hits the and one. And now it's 35-11, 1 second left to go, and this half's over, and yes it is. Holton trying to attempt the half-court shot, not able to get it through. 35-11, Emaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats by 24 points. down here in a Big East battle on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back for our halftime show, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Houlton. We're thrilled and excited to be honored with the Outstanding Corporate Donor Small Business Award from the Topeka Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals for our giving back to the community. Support local, live local, bank local, and shop local so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. At our halftime down here in Houlton, Kansas, it's the Houlton Wildcats of Class 3A who are currently right now down 35-11 to Nemaha Central of Class 2A. A matchup here in this first half that's been primarily dominated on Nemaha Central's side. Not only just turning the ball over here for Houlton, but Nemaha Central, they finished with 13 steals in the first half, forcing 19 total turnovers there for the Houlton Wildcats. Nemaha Central also 9 rebounds, 1 three-point shot all there in the first half, led by Emma Hermich, who had double-digit scoring, and Bailey Snyder was able to come up with 7 points in that first half. Nemaha Central across the board scored very well with 6 different players able to come in and score. For the Houlton Wildcats, they had 2 threes from Lily Sanking back in that first quarter, but then she got quiet there in quarter number 2. Becca Lassie, kind of the more reliable post player there for the Houlton Wildcats. When she was down under, she was getting fouled a couple times before the free throw line. She had 3 total rebounds. Taylor Siegenhagen hasn't seen a whole lot of action this season, but came in, had 3 defensive rebounds there in that first half. She was trying to work here for the Houlton Wildcats. That first quarter was only 13-8 coming out of it. But here our half is 35-11. So a big explosive half for Nemaha Central compared to Houlton. A lot of that's from turnovers. John Holliday, I'm going to bring you in here. What did you see there in that first half from Houlton?
Well, Houlton started the game fairly well. They handled pressure a little bit. They had some turnovers. But offensively, they got a couple threes and from Lily Tanking. Becca Lassie hits a couple of 8-point production, which wasn't bad. They're down 13-8 at Houston, too. At the end of the first quarter, boy, and Holton's seen this a lot. You know, that second quarter, whether it's fatigue, whether it's fouls, whether it's another team figuring out what's going on. You know, Nemo did not shoot the ball very good the first quarter. They started heating up the second quarter and making Holton pay with all those turnovers. You know, Nemo was getting the turnovers early, but then after, and they couldn't score. They didn't convert on that. They didn't make the shots they needed to, and Holton stayed the ball game. But Nemo's pretty good. I mean, they defensively, they're in midseason form. Offensively, obviously, maybe they're missing their one in the key, being sick tonight. They didn't shoot the ball great. But obviously, with 35 points in the first half, that's not bad offensive production. But when you know, that's what 12 or 13 from the line, so that's pretty impressive, especially in girls basketball.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of all facets there where Nemaha Central is dominating right now here. The steals department, the free throw department, being able to get the ball down the court effectively. They're kind of hitting on all sides there. But for the Holton Wildcats, they're going to need to make a couple adjustments in the second half, mostly trying to handle that Nemaha Central pressure. I mean, we're trying to handle pressure, and you got a team like Nemaha Central. How do you go about handling that here for Holton?
Well, to me, they're playing 3-on-3 in the front court, and that's a tough way to handle it. I would like to see them get somebody in the middle of the floor. Attack it that way. They've got to offset. They're team hall's in a 1-2-2, and if Holton flash them in the middle of the floor, there's a natural gap there. Got to have a 2-guard front, and then you can go backside with it, make a pay, and try to make a pay on the backside. But you know, when you're playing 3-on-3, things got to be just right to make the passing angle, and you just can't afford to do that against this team hall team. They're long. They use their they deflect the ball. They you know, anticipate well, do a lot of great things, and make a pass, make a pass. You know, that's something we used to talk about. And, you know, that's just being snappy with the basketball. You know, the 10-second count doesn't hurt you near as bad as that turnover for a layup.
You know, Central right now up 35-11 over the Holton Wildcats. These two teams, they met earlier on this season. You know, Central won it victoriously 56-28. Going back to last season, these two teams, they split. Nemaha Central, they lost the second game 42-20. Holton, they won the first matchup 54-51. So Nemaha Central, they've won the last two meetings, looking to make a 3 straight. Also, Nemaha Central trying to get 7 consecutive straight wins here after the last loss of the season against the number 10 ranked team in Class 2A, the Valley High Mustangs. All right, here we're going to step aside for a quick 2 minutes, 2:42 left to go here in this half. Come back here for the start of the third quarter. It's a 3A battle, a Big East battle here between the Holton Wildcats and the Nemaha Central Thunder, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio.
Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for second half action. Two quarters to go, 16 minutes altogether here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZ, as well as here on the Holton Channel, 35-11, Nemaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats. Credit and Profit, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, and Kirk Killen all back in studio here getting ready to knock out this second half action between these two teams. Holton starting off with the ball here in half number two, and they begin with a three-pointer from upon the arc. Hannah Watkins
desperately needed something like that to get him started in the second half.
Team off Central now takes over. It's Hermit. Hermit's at the top of the perimeter. She drives left side, bounces it out. Here's a three-pointer to try to respond by Snyder. She misses underneath the basket. They're going to get a foul drawn here against the Holton Wildcats, sending Coraline Nordis up the free throw line to shoot two. Team off Central right after the three-point shot. They get aggressive. They go, and they attack underneath. Get the opportunity at the free throw line with Nordis.
Look at Donnie, just picked up her fourth foul. That's going to be a problem handling basketball.
Donnie, one of the team's leading point guards here on this team, still come out. Kinsley Ingles will step in four here at the free throw line as Nordis. She went 4-for-4 in the first half. Here she continues. She's now 6-for-6 on the game. Nemaha Central, man, they are on fire. 14-of-15 from the free throw line here in this contest. They found a nice spot there at the charity stripe. Holton trying to take this one down the floor. Ingles with it on the far boundary, nearly trying to keep those toes from hitting the sideline, but a takeaway anyways. It's Meg Honeyman with her sixth steal of the game, and they're going to get a travel called on Hermish for Nemaha Central. That's their 10th turnover, and now Holton has to recapitalize.
And the nice thing about it, they called that in the backcourt, so they don't have to handle the pressure. They're just going to get already in a half-court set. Move the basketball, find another three-point shot. You know, chances of winning aren't very high right now, but you just got to keep playing better, trying to make yourself improve against a good Nemaha Central team.
Here with it, Crawford, right side to Watkins. Watkins back to Crawford. Crawford strikes it quick to the left side. Back up to Crawford, it resets. 23 seconds here on the shot clock. Holton works with it from the top of the arc. Now left, back to the right of the wing. Watkins already 1-3, nailed! And a bullet in a tin can once again. And a Watkins spits on through. Here, Mackey. And they're going to
screen.
Illegal screen up top, called against Nordis. Now it's back-to-back turnovers for Nemaha Central. Taking it from the quarter side of the court for Holton. And with it, it will be one-on-one with Crawford against Honeyman, who's got six steals today. Crawford takes this down the floor and is taken away by Hermish. Her second steal of the game. Third turnover for Holton. Nemaha Central has this over the top. They find an easy pass inside. No one on the defense from Nordis. And a timeout will be taken.
Stephanie Crawford down here. They didn't stop the play because Nemaha had an advantage and was on the attack. And so as soon as the ball went in, they blew the whistle, stopped play.
We have an injury timeout. As mentioned, Stephanie Crawford, the 5-5 sophomore, proud here behind me, faithful Holton, giving her applause as she's able to get to the bench. Her Holton with the possession. It's Ingles. Working left to right on your dial. Ingles passing it back to Siegenhagen. Siegenhagen. Crap, she passes it, and that's a takeaway for Hermish. Second steal of the quarter, third of the game. Hermish down inside the lane, kicks it out. Snyder, here's a three. In and out of the bucket it goes, and it's rebounded by Nordis. Out past the arc, a three-pointer attempted again. Here's by Hermish. It's rebounded by Schuster. Her first rebound of the game and fourth rebound of the season for the freshman forward. Siegenhagen looking at the ground, and she drives this one down the floor, and it's taken away by Honeyman. Seven steals in this game for Honeyman, and we're going to get a turnover here for Nemaha Central. A timeout here taken by the Wildcats, the full timeout, 39-17. Nemaha Central leads with 5:45 left to go in quarter number three. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. After the Holton Wildcats time out, it's an immediate travel here by the Holton Wildcats. Their fifth turnover of the quarter, their 24th turnover of the game. 5:41 left to go in quarter number three. Nemaha Central leads 39-17 here over the Holton Wildcats. Nemaha Central with it. Mackey grabbing right side, bounce past it at the elbow. Hermes trying to drive inside. They're going to get a foul here against the Holton Wildcats. Hermes will go up and shoot two at the line.
Bulls run that play forever. They run a double high post, and they enter the high post. They get a screen. We used to call it Duke. You used to see Duke run that same action with Mike Krzyzewski with Taryn. And it's been very effective for them. They get downhill, and she misses the free throw. She is human.
Second missed free throw shot here for this Nemaha Central team. Second missed here for Hermish. Hermish three makes here of the day. Right now is five. Trying to get four of six. The next one is off to the right of the iron, and it is rebounded. She misses back-to-back. It's taken by Schuster, her fifth rebound of the season. Here, Holton with it. Trying to get it still past half court. They manage. Watching. Back to Crawford. Crawford dribbling out to her right side. Looking here down the defense. Off central. Holton with the ball. Crawford out to Watkins. Watkins back to Crawford. Only 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Schuster has it. Left elbow. Here's a short corner shot from the far from Ingles. It's missed. Rebounded. Knocked out of bounds. Off the hand. The old Wildcat, Stephanie Crawford. Now Nemaha Central will take over.
So far, a better third quarter for Holton. Stephanie Crawford last year back on the floor after her injury. Paul's just kind of playing. Maybe not have the intensity level they had to start the
Nemaha Central, only scoring so far 4 points in this third quarter. The Holton Wildcats, they've scored six. Here's Nemaha Central underneath. Mackey and she finishes in for two. 41-17. Here our score. Nemaha Central up over Holton with 4:32 left to go in quarter number three. Here, trying to bring a full court pressure and somehow keeping this alive is Watkins. What an impressive footwork and handiwork there. And now down the floor, a three-pointer off the back of the iron. That was attempted by Tanking. And keeping this one alive, an offensive rebound by Crawford. Crawford, she'll take a three, and that one is drained! Crawford, a three. Three threes in this third quarter here for the Holton Wildcats, and five threes on the game. Well, Central turned this ball over. Third time in this quarter, give it back to Holton Wildcats right after a fiery three-point shot. Wildcats here taking it down the floor, and it's going to be a travel called on Stephanie Crawford. Six turnovers in the quarter for Holton. Here over 25 turnovers on the game. Nemaha Central taking over here from the far side, driving in his Leaguer under the basket, kicks it out. Around the arc now, a three-pointer by Mackey, and that bounces around the top of the iron. And trying to grab it, it's being pinballed around, somehow picking up Nemaha Central. Leaguer finishing in front of the rim. Her sixth point of the game, her third made basket. 43-20, a 23-point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton with 3:30 to go in this third. Holton taking this one down the floor. Crawford has it. Now she does it! And now she does! And now she switches it out to her teammate Ingles. And then a great pass. Ingles getting Trey with the assist, tanking with the finish. Their first one since their back-to-back threes in quarter number one. And Nemaw Central finds a quick response with Emma Hermish, her first point of this third quarter. 45-22, Nemaw Central over Holton, with now 3 minutes left to go in quarter number three. And they're going to get another turnover here on the Holton Wildcats.
Right idea, had backcourt violation. Just need to establish himself in the front court, make that work.
Meg Honeyman and Kinsey Monier coming in for Nemaw Central. First time tonight having seen Monier step into this game. Mackey out to her left to Hermish. Hermish on the left wing, puts it up top. Now Mackey on the right side. She goes into Hermish and back-to-back points for Emma Hermish. She squeezes herself inside for Nemaw Central. Thunder up 47-22. 25-point lead over Holton with 2:33 left to go in this third. Holton breaks the full court pressure. Now to Tanking. Tanking with it. Shirley with her right. Picks the ball up. Passes it to her right to Crawford. Crawford after Tanking. Tanking. She's calling for a screen. She's not getting it. Now instead she'll try to go to her teammate Schuster. The ball is stolen by Honeyman. And Honeyman continues to be electric here in this game, stealing this ball. Here's a three-pointer up, soft and drained by Emma Hermish. And a timeout will be taken. It's a 30-second timeout by Nemaw Central. They're at a 28-point lead, 50-22 over the Holton Wildcats. 2:06 to go here in this third quarter. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in quarter number three down here in Holton, Kansas. The Holton Wildcats down 28 points to the Nemaha Central Thunder. Class 3A battle and the Big East battle as well. 50-22 is your score. Nemaha Central with the lead. Holton with the ball. Watkins passing off to her right side to Tanking. Tanking has it now to Crawford. Crawford steps left, back with it now. He drives right, now back left to Watkins. That's a screen. Watkins driving up to the top of the arc, passing to her right. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Schuster inside, and they're going to get an offensive charge called on the Holton Wildcats, their eighth turnover of the quarter. That'll be Schuster's second foul of the game. And Becca Lassie will come back in for Abigail Schuster. The two forwards, they've substituted quite a bit here in this game for Holton.
Kind of surprised to see Becca back in the ballgame. She was icing over here. Bench. And didn't know if she's going to make it back or not. Looks like she got finger taped up. Kind of ready to go. And all of a sudden, turnover. Oh, maybe.
Well, right now, yeah, you're right. Maybe. But maybe. It is taken away. Ingles with it. Her first steal of the game here for Holton. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Nemaha Central. Most forced in a quarter so far from Holton. As Holton has this ball. Lassie out to Tanking. Tanking. Watkins. Watkins splashes the three. Three threes in the third quarter for Watkins and four threes in the quarter for Holton. Mackey with it. Kicks it out. Here's a three to try to respond. It's short of the rim by Honeyman. And here it is picked up by Crawford with the rebound. Crawford, right side, pushes to her left, and they're going to get an easy foul on Nemaw Central Monier. That is her first foul of the game. And team foul number two of the quarter. 45 seconds to go in quarter number three. A 25-point lead looking ahead into the fourth and final quarter regulation for Nemaw Central over Holton. Holton has this possession. I'm expiring here in the third. Crawford passing to her right. This ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Meg Honeyman. Honeyman, who's been very dangerous today. Eight steals leading this Nemaha Central team. Nemaha Central, they have well over really 20 steals in this contest. Five steals over their average of 15 per game. Defensively, they've applied the high pressure. But here's Holton with it. A three-pointer. far off the basket, and it's rebounded by Honeyman. Honeyman down the floor. Snyder, nice pickoff by Tanking. And then a foul right after. Tanking, her second steal of the game here for the Holden Wildcats. And the foul was called against Monier again from Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central is backed off from the pressure of the full court press. Now Holden's able to get the ball down ease. At this point in the game, you're looking to get offensive sets, get quality shots up. It's your Holton not having to handle so much pressure, getting the ball down the court, and this is taken away by Hermish. Her third steal of the quarter, fourth of the game, drives a half-court shot. It couldn't get it to go in, and time has expired in the third quarter. We enter quarter number four, 50-25, Nemaha Central over Holton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
For a free insurance review, see Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZE, as well as the Holton Channel, all part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Start of quarter number four. Nemaha Central up 50-25 over the Holton Wildcats, a Big East and a Class 3A battle between these two teams. At the half, it was 35-11 here, 50-25. Nemaha Central scored 15 points in the third quarter. Holton scored 14. So despite the deficit still kind of being the same, Holton kind of played a little closer there in quarter number three despite the first half.
Holton played a little better. Nemaha, they got out of their pressure. They went to a straight man-to-man half-court set to work on some stank defense play. But then all of a sudden they came out here, got a good look. But Holt gets stopped. Go the other way.
Lassie, here, getting the rebound. And now back in the game is Doni. She came out at the beginning of quarter number three after she picked up her fourth foul of the game. One of the top point guards here on this Holton team. Here will be a turnover to start this fourth quarter for the Holton Wildcats. Over nearly 30 turnovers here in this game against Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central just 13 turnovers here in this matchup. They've forced over 20 of steals. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the arc, in and out of the bowl. The fish leaps for the three, and Watkins comes up with the rebound for Holton. Watkins, who had three threes in that third quarter for Holton. They had four threes in that third quarter altogether. Six threes here on this game. Here's Holton with the ball. Doni looking to Lassie, and what a play inside. Great look for Doni. Stay patient with it all the way through. And making the finish is Becca Lassie under the basket. Holton getting on the board here in quarter number four. Nemaha Central nearly turning this ball over on the right elbow. Yes, they do, and no, they don't. They get the right back to both teams here, exchanging the ball. Three-pointer up by Nordis. Now here, rebounded. Mackey at the top of the arc. So second-chance opportunity here for Nemaha Central to Thunder. They pass to Honeyman. Honeyman back up top to Mackey. Mackey to her left to Leager. Seeger driving inside, 20 on the shot clock. She's got a bounce pass down under to Nordis, who goes in for two. Nordis also fouled on the layup, so she'll go up and shoot an and one. Nordis here, 10 points on this game. Schuster will come in as substitution. Forward in for forward. Schuster in for Becca Lassie. Seeger, she'll step out for Nemaha Central. Hermish back in the game for the Thunder. Nordis at the free throw line, misses the shot, and it's rebound. Nice box out down under by Doni. Doni has it on the left side. Dribbling, passes out to her right to Crawford. Crawford overhead, now chest high pass to Doni. Doni, stuck on the pivot. One-on-one, goes over the top, looks underneath the basket, somehow coming away with it is Crawford for Holton. Watkins now reset back up to the top. Shot clock's here at 5 seconds. Doni's got to go quick. She drives in. She throws it up. It's off the iron and rebounded by Nordis. Now to Mackey. Down the floor. Quick transition to Honeyman. Honeyman stuck with it. On the baseline is able to get it out. Now on the right side wing. The top of the arc to Mackey. Mackey to her left to Honeyman. Honeyman. Quick flash underneath. Spinning around. Fadeaway shot. Missed by Sider. She's got her own rebound, though. And Julie Fowd will go up to the line and shoot two. 5:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-27 is our score in Omaha Central over Holton. After this matchup, we'll have our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate and our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. After that, we'll have a 10-minute intermission. We'll come back for our boys matchup between Holton and Omaha Central. 3A Big East battle between these two teams. There the free throw line to Snyder, missing the first shot. Here she'll attempt the second, and that one is gone off as well. But a takeaway here from Holton, they get it. It's Tony down the floor on the far side, working with four fouls on herself. Here, she'll draw the foul off from Snyder, Bailey Snyder. I believe that is foul number four for her. Now she is in risk of foul trouble. Fouling out here for Omaha Central. Holton inbounded from the far sideline, left to right of the dial. It's into Doni. 5 minutes, 8 seconds to go in quarter number four. 52-27, our score, Omaha Central over Holton. And they're going to get an offensive foul called against Holton, their third turnover of this quarter.
Lily for an illegal screen. That was. Lily Tank got it. Illegal screen. Needs to hold it just to count longer.
Thanking. That's her first foul of the game. Third team foul here in the quarter. In the fourth with 5 minutes left to go in this fourth. Omaha Central 52-27. The lead over Holton. Hyman drives baseline. Punches it out inside the paint. Now it's worked around the arc in Omaha Central. Mackey bounce passes down under. Getting her own rebound. Is Nordis, and she is fouled as well as she is. They'll call the foul on Holton. It's on Abigail Schuster. That'll be her fourth foul of the game. She's now one foul away from fouling out both Schuster and Doni. Here, the closest Wildcats to themselves to the bench. Mackey throwing it in for Omaha Central. Inside look to Hermish. Hermish fires to the basket with a quick look. And then his last touch as the ball goes out of bounds on Omaha Central. Holton will take over. 4:38 to go in this fourth quarter. 52-27 are scored. Omaha Central over Holton. It's two teams that will be playing at the Thunder Classic next week. Omaha Central will be taking on Jackson Heights on Tuesday. Holton will be taking on Rock Creek. Here with it is Holton. Girls team. Working around the arc, inside tanking. They're going to have a foul against Omaha Central, their second of the quarter. It'll be on Jordan Haberkamp, the 5'5 senior, her first time in the game. Defender and ball handler, returner from last year here for this Omaha Central team, her first time coming in. Holton has it. Take it out to Doni. Doni working left side wing around the arc. One-on-one pressure applied by Haberkamp. Between the legs, now driving right side. Doni stuck with it. Two-on trap, now finding underneath. Tanking, couldn't hit the layup shot. Ball, hit out of bounds by Omaha Central. Holton will have another opportunity to score. Underneath their own offensive glass, shot clock reset here at 34. 4 minutes to go in this game. 52-27 our score. Omaha Central leading over Holton. All knocked out once again here by Hermish and Omaha Central. Answer another inbound play. Stephanie Crawford throwing it in from the far side corner. Evened up, hit the sideline. He passes it in to Doni. Doni keeping it low tempoed. Here trying to get the offense in set in rhythm. Gets a screen pick and roll. Goes underneath, finding an open player in Ingles. In for two. That was a nice offensive set. ran by Doni up from the top.
Easy to see Holton. It's much more comfortable running against his man-to-man than they were. That zone, that extended zone, the pressure really got to him. But, you know, since Nemhaw's gone to this, they're working on stuff, I'm sure, and Holton hits a three-point, old-fashioned three-point play. But they've made some better things happen with the screen roll game and get the backdoor cuts.
Ingles, one of what the free throw line for the and one. You mentioned the three-point play. Her first 3 points of this game are 13th point of the season made from that free throw line. 3:38 left to go in this fourth quarter. Here a 22-point lead, 52-30. Nemhaw Central, they extend it, though, underneath. But Jordan Haverkamp, her first 2 points of the game, is now 54-30. Nemhaw Central over Holton.
They've run that set several times, and it's been money every time they've done it.
Schuster on the right wing, passes up the top of the high arc. Screen down under, same look as last, but unfortunately not able to finish down under was Ingles, but an offensive rebound by Doni. Sets up a three-pointer, 5 foot up the top of the arc, and a rebound defensively here by Hermish at Nemhaw Central. And they're going to get a foul on Holton. That is their fifth foul of the quarter. We're at the double bonus. Up to the free throw line is Emma Hermish. Hermish, her last attempt, went 0 for 2. That was her third attempt of the game. Her first attempt, she went 2-2, and her third went 0-2. She's done it all. This time, she hits it off the top of the iron to go straight down under for the missed free throw shot. Nemhaw Central was quite electric in the first half from the free throw line, 12-13. They haven't had that success here in the second half.
A little more human second half.
54-30. It's back-to-back missed free throw shots by Hermish. Doni off the rebound, taking this one down the floor. Dribbling out to her right side, close to the near wing. Now drives to the left far. Kicks it out to her teammate Crawford. Crawford here, dribbling, driving to the baseline, looking for a kick out. Ball is punched out. Last touch by Liza Leger. 2:41 left to go in this game. 54-30. Nemhaw Central leads over Holton. Both these teams' next matchups will come at the Thunder Classic. Nemhaw Central Jackson Heights next Tuesday. Holton next week will face Rock Creek on Tuesday. And Holton turning the ball over here yet again in this fourth quarter. Nemhaw Central will take over with Courtney Stahlbaumer, the 5'8 junior, to throw it in. Passing it in to her teammate in Heinen. Here looks like some bench players have come in for Nemhaw Central. Look to close this game out as Leger passes one down under to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer back outside the Leger. Leger spinning around, firing back out the perimeter. Here's a floater to the basket. Rebounded down under offensively and now fought. This ball is knocked out of bounds. Will be capped with Nemhaw Central. Last touch by Holton. 2:08 to go in this fourth quarter. 54-30 is our score. Nemhaw Central over Holton. Nemhaw Central trying to extend to a 7-game winning streak, a 3-game winning streak against this Holton team. Wait here for Crawford and this Holton team. Holton has with Doni. We're now under 2 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. 54-30 our score. Nemhaw Central over Holton. Holton, possession to Doni. Doni giving it opposite side to Schuster. She'll take a long 2 minutes. Rebounded by Bailey Snyder, who's at 4 fouls here in this game for Nemhaw Central. She goes quick to her left to Heinen. Heinen has it on the left wing. She drives up to the top of the key. She goes back out. Haverkamp, Leger, finish. Left hand in for 2. 8 points on the game for Leger. 1:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. After this, we'll have our post-game show. Player of the game, aside for 10 minutes. We'll come back for our second game of the night. Our boys matchup between Holton and Nemhaw Central. Here are the girls working with it for Holton. This layup shot and now down the floor. Striking quick is Snyder. They got her on a turnover. But 60 seconds left to go. I mentioned that Holton next Tuesday will have Rock Creek. They will either face Troy or Marysville depending on the winner loss between their game and, of course, Troy and Marysville's game. Nemhaw Central girls will have Jackson Heights next Tuesday. They will either play Hiawatha or St. Mary's. Hiawatha, who is right now the hot team of the Big East. having that potential opportunity to win that Thunder Classic there on the girls' side. That will be decided whether Nemaw Central wins or loses against Jackson Heights, and Hiawatha wins or loses against St. Mary's. Both Holton and Nemaw Central are opposite sides of the bracket, with only the potential to meet in the championship game. Here, driving. Nemaw Central, finding, not able to get it to finish underneath. Schuster has it for the rebound. And we're going to get a timeout here, a 30-second timeout called by Holton. With 38 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, 56-30 is our score. Nemaw Central up by 26 points. We'll take a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease, and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit HoltonHospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Kansaland Radio.
Holton, Kansas, between Nemaw Central and the Holton Wildcats, a Class 3A and Big East battle in our girls' matchup. 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaw Central up 26 points, 56-30. Holton's looking to finish this game out. Here at the ball, no, instead it'll be Nemaw Central. Another steal, second of the game here for Heinen. He flies this one down the court on a fast pass, and being able to finish underneath is Von Year, her first 2 points of the game. Nemaw Central has found 8 different scorers in this matchup. Only 1 second left to go. A deep throw for a potential last-second shot to go up and in, but is missed by Holton. And that will conclude our matchup. 58-30 is our final score. Nemaw Central Thunder now improves to 9-3 on this season. Holton Wildcats drop to 1-10 here on the year. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back for our post-game show and our player of the game all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Lucre. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here one final time here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Here it's our final conclusion between the matchup between Nemaha Central, the Thunder, taking on the Holton Wildcats at Class 3A and Big East Battle. Nemaha Central comes away with the victory, 58-30. Our halftime score is 35-11. Nemaha Central continue to pound it and dominate here in the second half. But Holton played a little closer there in that second half. It is that first half where they got behind real bad in that second quarter. They outscored 23-3 in quarter number two. Nemaha Central finished with Emma Hermish with 20 points on the night. Leaguer had 8. Snyder had 7. Honeyman had 4. Norris with 10. And Mackey with 5. Holton Wildcats had Crawford, who finished with 3 points. Tanking with 8. 9 points from Watkins, all from 3 points in the third quarter. Lassie finishing with 6 total points, 4 for 4 at the free throw line, and Ingles finished with 3 points total. Nemaha Central also had a very dominant performance from Meg Honeyman, who finished the night with 8 total steals. But our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing their modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Our player of the game goes to Emma Hermish, who finished with 4 steals, 3 rebounds, 20 points, and a 3-point shot. An incredible match and game for Emma Hermish, the 5'8 junior guard who has been lights out all season long and is now 158 points scored here this season. Upcoming, Holton and Nemaha Central will face separate teams on next Tuesday at the Thunder Classic. Nemaha Central will take on Jackson Heights at the Thunder Classic on Tuesday, while Holton will take on Rock Creek. We're going to step aside here for 10 minutes, and we'll be back for our boys matchup. We'll have a pregame here on the Holton Channel, as well as the 92.1 KMZA. Again, a conclusion from our girls matchup. Nemaha Central beating Holton 58-30.